everyone remembers how dirty Boston Harbor used to be, but Bruce Berman does.
There was so much pollution in Boston Harbor. The water was green and brown on some days.
Berman was the longtime spokesman for a nonprofit called Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. And they wanted the harbor cleaned up.
We were discharging 250 million gallons of crap out of a broken pipe right off the mouth of the harbor. You could see that plume from space.
I mean, there was a song about it. The fix was expensive. It included a multi-billion dollar treatment plant on Deer Island and a 9.5 mile pipe to carry treated wastewater into the bay. Not everyone loved this pipe idea. People on the North Shore and Cape Cod thought Boston's dirty water would pollute the bay and become their problem. Pam DeBona is the director of Massachusetts Bay's National Estuary Partnership.
I was there when the 9 mile pipe was turned on, and everybody's like sitting there crossing their fingers, what is this really going to mean for the system?
It was a good question. So the EPA added something novel to Deer Island's discharge permit. It was a requirement that an independent group of scientists monitor that wastewater and its effect on the bay.
They were charged with coming together and keeping an eye on the data.
The scientists on the advisory panel are all volunteers, experts in chemistry, oceanography, marine biology, and statistics. And they've studied everything from fish health to algae blooms to oxygen levels in the water. Their most surprising finding, 20 years in, was that the treated wastewater wasn't really hurting the bay.
We've been studying that since 2000.
Jeffrey Rosen is an oceanographer and statistician. He's on the science advisory panel.
And the conclusion is that the environmental concerns have been answered and that the outfall pipe is not having any, it's not having adverse effects.
So the EPA is planning to discontinue the panel when it renews Deer Island's permit this year. After all, its work is done. But the scientists say they're just getting started. Juanita Urban Rich is an associate professor at UMass Boston and a member of the advisory panel.
I think we need to be looking ahead. Climate change is happening, and it's happening rapidly. And so our conclusions from the past 20 years of monitoring may not be relevant over the next coming 10 years.
For instance, new species of algae are moving into the bay, and pockets of low oxygen water are popping up more frequently. There's no evidence that Deer Island wastewater is the culprit, says oceanographer Judy Peterson. She's the current chair of the science panel. But the ecosystem is changing.
You know, climate change is making everything kind of mixed up. And to some extent, we don't know how or what role the outfall will play in that.
There will still be data gathered on the health of the bay, but it's unclear how or if it will be made available to scientists and the public. There are also concerns about who will guide the data collection and who will analyze it. Again, oceanographer Jeffrey Rosen at a meeting of the panel earlier this year.
Who is going to be looking at Mass Bay for the problems that are currently emerging? And it's not just the dissolved oxygen. It's also a lot of other things, including the PFAS, the forever chemicals, which we haven't really started even looking at.
The advisory panel could possibly continue independent of the EPA permit, maybe at a local university. But the scientists will have little clout unless they get some kind of official government mandate, says Judy Peterson.
I don't mind that they don't have us in the permit as long as they have us somewhere where we report either to the state or to EPA, because that really is what you need. If you don't have that, they won't care.
Peterson says that climate change has added urgency to the work. Things are changing quickly, she says, and the science needs to keep moving ahead. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.